Welcome back around to another Stories from the Internet, where we have some more entitled parent stories, where between a woman yelling at a poor person for a dog she didn't own, or grandma complaining about her grandson enjoying a little alone time in a house she doesn't own, I'm sure you can either relate or maybe be thankful none of these people are your family members. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy these entitled parent stories. This next segment may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Entitled parents dragged me to a birthday party. Everyone got drunk and I had to help. By Cryptic Slays. Backstory. So last Sunday was one of my uncle's birthdays, and they had set up a whole party by Hill Station. The lockdown had been opened up where I lived, and my family was invited by them with a couple of other relatives and friends. My parents were really excited to go out for the first time in a long time. While when I thought that we shouldn't, since COVID isn't really over yet. We just hit in all the time high in a couple days ago. But my parents forced me into going to the party so that I would socialize and talk to people. They forced me by threatening to break my tech, which they had followed through once before, and take away my pocket money that I had saved for over 3 years by doing chores in other houses for some stuff that I wanted to buy. As soon as we went in, the drinks started coming out, and everyone was drinking beer and whiskey. I don't drink because, one, I'm underage, and two, I'm not interested in trying it. I had cousins there as well, my uncle's daughter, and she is a month and a half from 18, the legal drinking age here, and she was drinking as well. All of them were half drunk by the afternoon itself, and no one was really maintaining the precautions. I decided that I would head into one of the rooms in the bungalow and just be alone and quiet in there, away from the drunk people, and probably play games or do my own thing. When I started heading up with my stuff, my bag and my laptop, my mom pulled me aside, took my laptop away, and told me to stay with them or she would make a scene. So I stayed downstairs with the drunk people. They were dancing, having a lot of fun, but I was sitting by the side and getting bored out of my mind because I don't know how to dance well, and I get a lot of anxiety around people thinking that they are always judging me. Thanks, Mom. So the evening came by, and these 12 adults and my cousin were down almost 18 bottles of alcohol of different varieties and a bunch of cigarettes and / joints of weed. The smell of those things was really suffocating, and I wanted to die. And hookah sessions. Then the problems started coming in. A few of them got into a fight, which ended up becoming physical. And while they were fighting, they were flailing their arms, and one of them knocked me on the head and neck real hard. Then people started throwing up and flailing all over and into the vomit and crap. It was really disgusting, and I had to help everyone clean up the whole situation. I was literally gagging the whole time because of the smells and how disgusting it really was. I was having a really bad headache at the end of the day, so I decided to go to the room and just go to sleep, which my mom finally allowed me to do. They were really loud, and I could hear them even though I was in another room on another floor. They were blasting music, shouting, and screaming. I couldn't really sleep by 4 a.m. The next day, I woke up around 6:30 a.m. out of habit with a really bad migraine. But I somehow managed to get up and get ready to go downstairs and check out what was going on. And the glorious visual I saw, people on the floor, everything completely disgusting, someone's shirt was missing, someone's lip marks on the wall and handrails and stairs, someone's glasses broken and so on, they were gone. So I decided to go up and attend my college lectures in peace and then probably wake them up. At around 11 a.m., when my lectures were going on, everyone was woken up, and most of them were hungover. And they decided to start packing everything up and get ready to leave. Around 12 p.m., they got into their cars and drove off, forgetting I was with them for the party, too. But I was giving my lectures upstairs, and I thought that all of these guys were still passed out. When my lectures ended, about half an hour later, I found out that everyone had left and decided to call my dad, and that's when they realized they'd forgotten about me. My dad came back to pick me up, and he was livid at me for some reason. I don't know why. He gave me a huge lecture on the drive back to the other people and shouted at me for not being attentive and not being aware what was going on around me. I was really mad, but didn't say anything. After we got back, I got another dose of lectures about how bad I behaved at the party. Didn't stay downstairs with them while they were completely drunk, and why I wasn't attentive to my surroundings, and made up a lot of other things about what I did and just shouted at me. It was probably one of the worst parties I've ever been to, because we risked ourselves to COVID for a freaking party and everyone was drunk and annoying. I got a huge lecture and a verbal bashing from my parents, and everything was just crappy. Also, I forgot to mention, they were driving hungover. I don't know if it's as bad as drunk driving, but I wanted to mention it. I'm not going to any other party with my parents again. Stealing food of a starving child that just got back from the hospital because my prince deserves more meat than her, by the physics girl. This story was told to me by my little sister that was there when it happened. Sorry for any spelling mistakes. English isn't my native language. My aunt, we'll call her Karen, she even fits the hairstyle perfectly. Her hairstyle made us give her the name The Mushroom, was visiting my grandparents a few years ago. At the time, my little sister, 12 at the time, was very sick and couldn't eat properly for months. Don't worry, thank goodness she's all good now. So the minute that my poor parents and her finally got out of the hospital, the first thing they did was visit my granny's house for some good home cooking. After they had gross food in the hospital for so long, they stayed with my little sister the whole time. My granny was amazing as always. She made a ton of food, burgers, and other tasty home foods for them. So after many months at the hospital without any decent sleep, they slept on chairs near my little sis, and without any normal meal or good bath, they finally could eat at home. They were just about to start eating when she came in. Enter my Aunt Karen. Karen. What? Granny. I made that for everyone. Sit down and... Karen ignores Granny, pointing at my little sister's burger. What is that? Why didn't you give my precious son so much meat like you gave to that girl? My dad. There's so much, Karen. Here, you want my piece? Karen, while looking menacingly at my dad, measured the two stupid pieces of meat in her eyes, and then came at Granny. After all I gave to you, all I have done for you, she pointed at my little sister's burger and her 6 to 5 year old child burger. You give my little prince less meat than them? When do they ever help you like me? You probably know that she's entitled and lying by now. She gets money from the rest of the family to help Granny and Grandpa, and she's still taking things from the house in return. My mom and dad help Granny and Grandpa always and never ask anything in return. Granny, just sit and eat. There's lots of food. You want me to give your grandson another piece? Karen, no! How dare you give this girl more meat than my son? After all I have done for you. At this point, she straight up took a fork, stuck it in my little sister's burger, and then put it on her 5-year-old son's plate. My granny got so mad she started screaming, while my dad and little sister died out of laughter inside. We pretty much are used to Karen in this family. In the end, the poor 5-year-old kid, of course, couldn't finish both huge burgers. My granny gave my little sister another burger because there was so many left. My dad just laughed all the way home, so in a way, Karen kinda cheered them up after being in the hospital for so long. Her kind of being overly annoying because of a piece of meat that she proceeded to steal at the rest of it at lunchtime is becoming a running gag in the family. Entitled father demands his daughter's paycheck and then assaults her when she says no. By Cupcake Commercials 666. This didn't happen to me, but it's a story my mom told my sister and I about her own awful grandfather, who I'll call A.H. She said the man was a monster and deserved no kindness. She heard a lot of bad stories about him from her own mother, my Grandma G, and the few interactions my mom had with him, never alone, let her know my Grandma G wasn't lying when she talked about how vile a man A.H. was. The guy cut off his own trigger fingers to avoid the draft. You can't shoot without at least one. And then thereafter collected government checks because he, quote-unquote, couldn't work because of his self-inflicted injuries, which he lied about and said was a freak accident. He also made his entire family work since he couldn't. So while he sat on his butt at home collecting government aid and drinking, his wife and kids had to bust their tails at crappy jobs. He was also multiple different kinds of abusive at that. I won't get into that at this post. Just know that he was a ass through and through. But in this story, I'll be focusing on just one incident of his entitled BS. So my great-grandpa, A.H., made my great-aunt, G.A., get a job at a dangerous factory. Mom said that she had to climb up inside these huge bombs to help put them together. My grandma said my great-aunt hadn't wanted to work there, but A.H. had made her because the factory paid the best, and he pretty much told her and her siblings they were burdens on him and their mom, so they needed to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. My grandma said my great-aunt figured the more she got paid, the sooner she could save up enough to move out and far away from her father. So she worked her butt off and got to the end of the first week. She had a check for something like $50 or close to it, which is pretty dang good for back in the day. She was so happy she went to go put it in her bank account to keep it safe right away. Well, she was walking out of her job when who does she see? Yup, A.H. standing there waiting. When he saw her, he went up to her and held out his hand and he said, "All right, give me your check. I'm late seeing the fellas." Turns out he fully expected her to just hand over her check every week to him so he could cash it and go get drunk with his buddies. Stunned, she looked at him like he was crazy and replied, "No, it's mine. I worked for it." Well, that wasn't the answer he wanted, so he just slapped her right across the face, hard enough to completely knock her to the ground, and while she laid there stunned, he tried to grab her by the hair, but her co-workers saw what was happening and ran over and started screaming at him to get out of there or they'd beat him. They were toting some pretty impressive wrenches, I heard. So like the cowardly piece of garbage he was, he tucked his tail between his legs and ran off when it wasn't just him versus one woman 20 years younger than him. But before he left, he told her to get her stuff and get out by the end of the day, because if she wasn't going to pull her weight, then she could find somewhere else to live. She did end up getting her stuff and went and stayed with a friend until she could get a spot of her own, and from what I heard, was way happier after leaving. Yeah, this is one of those stories of my grandfather's entitled BS. Entitled Mom. mother demands her precious teenage son participate in piano competitions despite only having a few months of lessons. Then tells me I'm putting too much pressure on him and quits. By I See Red Purple. Here's the story. I'm a piano teacher and I had a new 16-year-old student start midsummer. 2 weeks ago, the entitled mother emails me from her car outside the lesson, stating that she would like her son to do competitions because her son's school does not offer any music and has very limited extracurricular activities. I let her know via email a little about what was out there, and I contacted a local piano guild chairman to make sure they were even doing anything this year. I let the entitled mother know that she needs to come sit in on lessons so we can go over her options. She proceeded to cancel the next two lessons, claiming her son was sick, and then emailed me again saying that the entitled mother had put the entitled kid in rock band because piano lessons are too much pressure. I reminded her that I did not recommend the competition. She was the one who had insisted on doing it. I told her we can still have our private lessons and study any style she wants to, but she tried to lie and say that the time was bad despite having chosen it herself. Now, a flurry of emails later, entitled mother quit piano altogether, claiming entitled kid was too busy with the rock band now. LOL. I guess I should count my blessings that I don't have to deal with them anymore. Thanks for reading. Mom sees nothing wrong with digging through a trash bag of memories from my ex, by user deleted. Right off the bat, I want to say I love my mom. I really do. Unfortunately, though, she's a human and isn't a perfect person. Neither am I. It's just I don't have kids to project my imperfections and insecurities onto. I love my mom, but I hope I'm nothing like her when I have kids of my own. This situation in particular made me really start seeing her in a different light. The whole thing took place right after I had just broken up with my ex. My ex had left the house with a box of his things, and I was busy crying in my room. Eventually, I picked myself up off the floor and got to work de-relationshiping my room. I was tossing anything and everything I got from him. Stuffed animals, letters, shirts, Polaroid pictures, everything went. I left my room with a black trash bag full of stuff that I was going to toss in the big trash bin outside. This is where my mom stops me and asks if she can look through the bag to see if there's anything she wanted. It was a big no for me. That bag held memories of a guy I wanted nothing to do with, and I didn't want to see memorabilia from him around the house. It was important to me and to be able to move on and get rid of anything that reminded me of him. Also, my mom is your typical nosy mom, so I figured she just wanted to snoop through everything. I didn't just tell her no, though. I made her promise not to go through the bag once I'd thrown it away. I thought maybe making her promise would be good, as she looked through my trash on multiple occasions. So she promises not to, and that's the end of that. Fast forward a couple months, and I'm at her workplace, helping her clean up her office. I bend down, reach under her desk, and I find papers, cans, and a pair of fuzzy slippers I know I threw away in that bag. I grab them and hold them up for her to see, and she knows what she's done because she just laughs. She laughs and says, "They're comfortable." I laugh too because I'm at her workplace. But honestly, I was so upset. It's not that the slippers were anything super important to me. It's just that she promised not to go through the bag and did it anyway. It was a complete invasion of my privacy, and for what? She didn't know I had those slippers to begin with, so she was likely just snooping through the bag and looking at everything. It's like she put her own personal gain and need to snoop over my feelings. And I don't know, it was just still upsetting of a memory for me. Boring and long story, I know. I just wanted to get this off my chest because I've held it in for long enough. You're all horrible family for not visiting my COVID-positive household by WitherPrince73. So, this is a story just happened a few hours ago, and I thought I'd come post it here. Now, for some backstory. My grandmother's house is currently being fumigated as she was having a roach problem. She's staying with us in the meantime, in my household, so we're being very careful, as my parents are in the risk group. They're about in their 50s, so we're being cautious. The main story. So, it was in the morning, about 10 o'clock, when I heard the phone ring. Mom. OP, can you pick up the phone? Me. Okay. Me picking up the phone. Hello? Entitled Aunt. Hey, OP, how are you? I'm great. Okay, good. I just wanted to let you know that we're sick in our household, and it would mean the world if you guys came to visit. Oh dear, what happened? I don't know. Doctor says some crap about a virus or something like that. It's all fake in my opinion. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm happy to schedule a Zoom meeting. OP, do you really seriously believe that virus crap? Let me tell you this, it's all a scam so that they can put monitoring chips inside us with the so-called vaccine. Me changing the topic. I think Mom wants to talk to you. Now I leave the room to go get a glass of water, and when I return, I hear her arguing over the phone, and I don't know what started the argument. Mom. What do you mean we should come visit your home when you guys are virus positive? The virus is real and we could get infected and spread it to Grandma. You know how vulnerable she is. What's wrong with a Zoom meeting like OP suggested? I was later told that entitled Aunt made this sentence before hanging up. Entitled Aunt. You're all a horrible family and can't even visit when I'm sick. And then she hung up the phone. If I hear any news on her status, I'll make sure to update you all. Entitled Parent Threatens to Call Police Over a Dog by Vortec Lox. Sorry if this is bad, this is my first time encountering one. I was going for a daily walk around my neighborhood till I saw a big, white, fluffy dog near me without a owner. I thought it was weird, so I tried to call my mom to see if anyone around the neighborhood lost a dog, but she didn't pick up, so I just went on with my walk. The dog kept following me and running back and forth near me like it was playing with me. Keep in mind that I'm alone. Nothing really happened till I was near the park. It was a small park, like a neighborhood park. I walk by it every day, and usually nice people or nobody's there. At the park, there was an entitled mom and her three children, ages looked like 5 or 6. Then I started to walk close to the park when the dog just ran over to entitled mom and three kids. Her children started to cry, seeing a big dog run up to them. Entitled mother then looks at me and shouts, "Put your dog on a leash!" Me, "It's not my dog." EM, "I don't give an F that it's if it's your dog, just get it away from my children." Me, "It's not mine, he just kept following me." Entitled mother keeps swearing at me till people from houses near the park come out. We will call them kind person, or KP for short. They come out and they say, "Didn't you hear him? It's not his dog." Entitled mother, "F off, this isn't any of your business." Kind person, "Neither is he, but you're still shouting at him." Keep in mind that I'm standing a good 15 meters away from her. Entitled mother. Entitled mother, "If you don't F off, I'm gonna call the frigging police." Her children the entire time are just in tears. Our neighborhood usually has a lot of nice people around it. Entitled mother was so loud that the owner, who was far away from the park, could hear her and came over as quickly as she could. We'll call her kind owner, or KO for short. KO walks over to the park and takes her dog, saying sorry, when the entitled mother starts swearing at her. While this is happening, kind person walks up to me and says, "Are you okay? Did she hit you?" I say, "No," and she says, "Don't worry about her. She's just overreacting." We both say bye, and I start walking home, and I noticed that the kind owner was behind me. So I stopped and I say what happened and how her dog usually goes for these walks every day, but today she accidentally left the garage open. We both laugh, and while we're walking into our homes, we realize that we both live near each other. Me and her are now good friends with each other, and I hope I never encounter an entitled mother ever again. Sorry this was so long. Again, this was my first time posting, so I'm writing on my phone at midnight, and I'm not good at English, even though it is my first language. Thanks for reading. Entitled Karen gets mad for her son being shot when he was playing paintball by Gimme That B. Okay, so this happened a few years ago now, when I was 12 or 13. PK equals poor kid Karen equals take a guess. My friend had invited me and a few other friends to go paintballing, and I was really excited as it was my first time going. All is going well and continues to go well until lunch break. Enter Karen. Hello, did any of the boys shoot my son? She pointed to her son, who was now in hysterics, sobbing and crying. My friend put his hand up, and as everyone wore their own distinctive colors, and if you were shot, you were out, so he could tell who he had shot. Yeah, that was me. Is there a problem? Yes, there's a problem. My innocent 9-year-old was shot by you. At this point, we were all looking at each other, dumbfounded, and we really didn't know what to say. At this point, the hosts and parents arrived with the birthday cake. They don't speak English too well, so they didn't understand the dialogue in any language. However, it was clear that this lady was pissed. "Excuse me, is there a problem with my boys?" he said in a thick Ukrainian accent. "Yes, there is. I would like them to apologize for shooting my boy and for being so disrespectful to me." At this point, my friend's dad started laughing. I mean, really, really laughing. To this point, where he had almost been in the floor in tears. "Don't you understand the severity of what they've done? They hurt my boy from less than 2 meters. That's probably important. There was a rule that you weren't allowed to shoot anyone closer than 2 meters. But what she was saying was BS, as her son was out at the very start of the round, and it was a very large map. No one was near each other at that time, and she wouldn't be able to tell because the parents weren't allowed to speculate. At this point, I decided to speak up. "Excuse me, first of all, this is a paintballing site. Your son shouldn't have come if he didn't want to get hit. Second of all, you may not know this, but he was not within 2 meters. And then she pulled the old, "Are you calling me a liar?" She began to rant about how kids these days have no respect and that she wanted to speak to a manager. And the manager did in fact come, and then we explained how this woman who was harassing us and claiming that we should apologize for hitting her son. "They assaulted my son!" The manager then asks PK if we had assaulted him, to which he said no. He then said that he didn't even want to come here and that he was only 6. A big no-no. There was a strict policy on age, and you had to be 9 to go there. Everyone heard him say this, and the manager shot daggers at Karen. "Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave." I was expecting her to throw a big strop, but she clearly knew she was beaten. "Come on, PK, let's go home away from these nasty boys." I felt really bad for the kid, but we didn't let it get in the way of our fun. We carried on as if nothing happened. My best friend's mom stole a TV from me by Gem3Less. So we have Emily, my friend's mom, and we have Jake, my best friend. Jake and I always walked to school together, and it was Vergeside Collection. People put out all of the rubbish that's too big to go in the bin, and a truck comes to collect it. It happens once per year. During this time, I go and I look through people's piles of stuff to see if there's anything I want or I could sell. I found a big TV. I'm talking like 100 inches. I don't know if it worked, but I figured I could fix it or something. So my friend Jake told his mom and asked if she could pick it up for me, and she said yes. After school, I went to his house so we could drop the TV off at my house. Emily suggested that we test it first. Jake and I carried it inside and we plugged it in. To all our surprise, it turned on and worked. I was like, "Whoa, that's cool. Time to take it home." Emily said that it's in my house, so it's mine now. And I just got so freaking mad. I told her no, and Jake backed me up, but she said that it was hers. She ended up kicking me out of her house, and I just went home. About 2 months later, it stopped working, and Jake refused to help her take it out. So it's been in her house for over a year now, and both Jake and I refused to take it out. Edit. A few people said that 100 inches wouldn't be possible, and it was probably only 70 or 80. But in my 15 or 16 year old eyes, it was massive. Entitled parent demands a free painting and then flips out when I refuse, by Doom for All Mortals. Okay, so for a little context, I'm a high school student in my junior year, and I've won various awards for my oil paintings. Some of my works are displayed in local galleries as well. And I take commissions, which vary in price depending on the type of painting they want. Most of my patrons request biblical paintings, since I'm best at painting in the Renaissance Baroque style, and I love to paint scenes with lots of movement. That being said, I also paint a lot of portraits of families and local politicians, etc. Basically, if you want me to paint anything, I will, lol. This is all before COVID. I was displaying some of my artwork at my school's art fair. Basically, the district rented a huge auditorium where various schools would display their best artwork and then auction it off for charity. It was a lot of fun, and surprising an amount of people showed up. Now, here's where it all starts. I had about 5 or 6 paintings on display. Most of them were depictions of Greek myth stories, with a few exceptions being paintings of Jesus' crucifixion and paintings of my girlfriend as a goddess, which she is, lol. I had some business cards that my dad had gotten me, which had some info just in case people wanted to commission me, along with a pamphlet of my prices and such. In comes the entitled parent with her baby carrying thingy, I don't know what they're called, they just look like blankets, and I'm sure you've seen them before. I must say the baby looked pretty new. Their face was pretty swollen and they looked pretty small. Why she would bring a newborn baby into a crowded area with lots of noise, I don't know. But hey, I'm not a baby expert. She grabbed a business card and examined it, then looked back at my paintings. Entitled parent. Hey, these are pretty good. Obviously, nowhere near as good as the old masters, but I'm pretty close second, I guess. Though, for a 16-year-old, they're pretty good. Me. Oh, thanks, I guess. I've been painting for a pretty long time, and I'm glad that people enjoy my stuff. I enjoy the compliment. Entitled parent. Oh, I see. You do commissions. How much for one of me and my baby?
Me. Well, it depends on what you want. What did you have in mind?
Entitled parent.
Maybe us laying in a field or something, I don't know, something cute?
Me.
Oh, I can do that. What size do you have in mind?
Entitled parent points out the Jesus painting, which was 16 by 20, so standard medium painting.
Me. Okay, well, for two people, normally it would be about $200, but since your baby is not a grown adult, I can make it $125.
Entitled parent.
What? That's ridiculous. Why are you charging so much for a painting anyways?
Me. Well, usually a painting that size takes me at least 20 hours. And the paint that I use is pretty expensive, not counting the canvas or paint mediums that can be pretty pricey too.
Entitled parent. I don't care about that stuff. Why can't you just do it for free, huh? I'm a single mother and I really want this painting done.
At this point, I'm floored. She's asking for 20 plus hours of work for free. When I have school on top of it?
Me. Sorry, I don't think I can do that for you. It's just not worth my time. I have school to balance as well.
Entitled parent.
I'm a single mother, and you're telling me to pay $100 for this trash? Do you have no heart? I have to work so hard to provide for my daughter. I can't believe that you'd be so heartless.
At this point, she's yelling at me pretty loudly. Her baby is surprisingly still sound asleep. The couple I was talking to earlier comes to my defense.
Girl, if you work so hard, then you would understand that doing hard work for no pay is not worth it.
Boy,
yeah, and if you worked for 20 hours and didn't get your paycheck, you'd be pretty angry, huh?
Entitled parent.
That isn't the same thing. She's a high school student. She doesn't need the money. She can spare a few hours for me.
Me.
What? No, I can't. I'm not giving you a painting for free. End of story. Either pay or leave.
She gets red in the face at this point. She's seething in anger.
Entitled parent. You little B, I can't believe how freaking rude you are. You don't even care that I work hard.
Me, you're right. I don't. Now, if you aren't going to commission, then can you please leave? You're making a scene when I have been nothing but nice to you.
Entitled parent. Fine, I'll leave.
Then she walked up to one of the paintings and took it off the wall. Her baby wakes up and starts to cry, probably from the noise. She begins to shush her baby and speed walk toward the exit, but not before a man, who I assume is a teacher or something, grabs her arm and attempts to take the painting back. She puts the baby carrier on the floor and attempts to wrestle it out of the guy's hands. They fumble for a while, yelling expletives at each other while struggling with the painting. I should probably note at this point that the painting didn't have a frame or any protective glass over it, so I probably should have done that. But it was too late. She ripped the painting out of his hands and smashed it on the floor like a hard rock singer with a guitar. Wood went flying everywhere. And people were screaming at her. I was crying because I don't know how to handle my emotions. She turned back to me, sweaty and red.
Entitled parent. See what happens when you're a rude little bee? Bad things. I hope you learned your lesson.
At this point, I don't respond. I'm on the floor crying near my painting that I had put so much work into. The wood had pierced the canvas and now was a huge hole in the middle of the painting. Entitled parent gets dragged out of the venue as various teachers and other students try to comfort me. Eventually I calm down and the event goes on. I did get about 5 commissions, so I guess it wasn't all bad, but I'm still furious about what happened. I'm just glad that I never get to see her again. Sorry for mistakes, English is my 3rd language. I called the principal and he said the district is suing for property damage and the case is taking longer than expected since they had to take it to the school board first. He said he was going to tell me what happened a week ago, but decided to wait until everything was finalized. He said I would get compensated for the loss and I would need to give a statement. He also said that a teacher had filmed the ordeal on his phone and that the entitled parent was definitely going to court, so it's a win. Thanks so much for the support and awards. I don't really understand the judicial system, but I will sure to keep you guys updated. Another edit. I'm actually repainting/redrawing the painting she destroyed since I really liked it. This is something that I'm going to keep because I'm doing it for myself. When I finish, I will sure be to post it here. This next segment may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. My entitled grandma thinks she has the right to enter my house without permission and gets mad when she caught me masturbating. By Todd Adaman. So where do I even begin with this story? My grandma has a spare key to my parents' house. She's had it since me and my sister were little, so she could come babysit us when our mom worked evenings. She doesn't need the key anymore since me and my sister are adults now, and have moved out. I guess my parents forgot about it. So I've been visiting my parents over the summer, and on 2 occasions my grandma showed up at the house unannounced when I was the only one home. She didn't knock, she just unlocked the door and walked straight in, and then went into my room, also without knocking. The first time she snuck up on me while gaming and scared the crap out of me. Fast forward like a week. I was once again home alone. My parents were away shopping or something. And I went to my room for some alone time, so to speak. And there I was doing the deed when suddenly I heard something. So I stopped for a short while and listened. But I didn't hear anymore, so I continued with the deed. A minute later, someone opens the door, and it was my grandma. And there I was, fully erect, with porn on my phone. She looked shocked, like she'd just seen a ghost, and then closed the door and walked away. I could hear her from the kitchen saying something like, "Stop that! Get dressed and come here, you little perv." I did as she said and got dressed and got out to speak with her. She was mad and the conversation went something like this. "Me, I am so sorry, but you can't just walk in like that." "Grandma, I have the key.
and you weren't opening when I knocked because you're in your room perving yourself. I don't quite know how to translate it into English. Snooka sig in Swedish. Me. But you can't just come as you want without permission. It's not your house, Grandma. It's not your house either. It's my daughter's, aka my mom. And I can do whatever I want. Me. No, you don't. Why do you even still have the key? That's beyond the point, young man. Yes, she called me that. Why are you in there committing blasphemy? Again, translation. You should stop that sick behavior and focus on getting married. I'm 25. Never even had a girlfriend, but she's always bugging me about getting married. And also, I'm gonna press charges for sexual harassment. You exposed yourself to me. That's illegal. Me. And I'm gonna press charges for trespassing. I'm just gonna show to security footage from the front door to the camera. And by the way, I can do what I want with my own body in my free time. Grandma, no you can't. That's sick and disgusting. I'm gonna tell your mom that you exposed yourself to me. Me, so you mean that you're gonna speak to my manager, ironically? Grandma, no. I said your mom. You bet she's gonna ground you for this. Me. Laughter. You know I don't live here. I'm 25, and I don't think my mom would care either way. After I show her the front door footage of you walking in without knocking. Grandma. Whatever. You're still in big problems, you nasty pervert. Translation. Then she stormed out and slammed the front door. And I saw her messing with something by the door. Probably tried to reach the front door camera. And I later saw footage of her trying to jump for the camera. Kind of funny seeing a short 70-year-old lady jumping and punching for something out of reach. And then I also saw her walking in without knocking and unlocking the door. It was the first thing she did when she got to the door. I called my mom after she left and told her the story. I didn't tell her about the masturbating, of course. I said that I was changing clothes and happened to be naked when Grandma opened the door. My mom laughed and said that she's gonna take the spare key back or change the locks. I still don't know if my grandma has talked to my mom yet after the incident, since it happened fairly recently. I've went back to my apartment since this happened, and I'm kind of curious about what my mom would ground me from. Leaving my own apartment, maybe? I will update if I hear anything more about this. Update comes right away. I wrote this story a while ago. I'm new on Reddit, and I didn't know about needing karma to post here. My grandma called my mom the next day and yelled at her for raising such a pervert of a son. She actually lied about what happened and said that I was walking around naked and that I answered the door starting to perv myself, which is her way of describing masturbation in front of her. And that I scared her for life, and that she thought I was about to attack her sexually and all kinds of made up BS. She said that I'm going to jail for this and that I'm probably a rapist in disguise. My mom laughed at her at first and said that doesn't sound like anything I would do, and why would
he do such a thing in front of his own grandma. She said that she's lying, and I told her the truth that her claims are ridiculous. My mom was also kind of pissed that she was calling me a potential rapist, but she didn't see any point in arguing about it because my grandma always thinks she's in the right no matter what you tell her. My mom will probably only change the locks and don't say anything to her. Getting a spare key back is probably impossible considering how my grandma is. My mom simply said that I shouldn't care about what a stupid bee says, and that I shouldn't worry about her pressing charges. She wouldn't do that. She just uses that as a threat, as if she were to, so she would have no evidence. And also, I have evidence of her walking in without knocking, so I'm not really concerned about that. Thanks for reading. Thanks for tuning in. This episode certainly went really quickly. Don't forget to like and share where available, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page as well. And as always, be thankful you don't have these as your family members. And if you do, I'm terribly, terribly sorry.